Welcome back to another episode of the College Corner Podcast, where we offer you success tips for college, career, and life. I'm your host, Daisha, here to let you know about the many benefits that come from being in a campus club or organization. In my time in college, I had the opportunity to participate in various campus clubs and serve in leadership roles that enhanced my overall experience. Some of my favorite positions included serving as a Career Center student ambassador. Through that experience, I learned about resume building, networking, interview etiquette, and public speaking. Through serving as a treasurer of the W.E.B. Du Bois Honor Society, I learned how to manage large amounts of money, develop budget plans, and plan events partnering with campus departments. Additionally, I served as the community service chair for the Zeta Omicron chapter of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Incorporated. In that role, I learned how to observe the needs of the campus and surrounding community and develop service events to meet those needs. I also participated in many other clubs that shaped me into the person I am today. The opportunities that I was afforded through being a member of campus clubs played a huge role in my process of finding my passions and dream career. You all should know that being a part of clubs or organizations at your school can make you a better leader too. And in the next few minutes, we'll break them down for you. First, participating in clubs and organizations can make you a better leader by providing a chance to build your soft skills. One of the most beneficial aspects of getting involved on campus is that it offers you the chance to develop and build skills that you wouldn't get to otherwise. Participation and working with others help you to round out your soft skills. According to NovoResume.com, soft skills are people skills that include how you think and how you interact with others. The top soft skills that employers are looking for include time management, adaptability, communication, teamwork, leadership, and more. Joining a campus club can help you develop these soft skills that set you apart from others when you get started in your future career. Another reason to join a club or organization on campus is to make a difference in the community. Some clubs make an impact in the community through volunteering or community events. Many of you remember your experience in high school when you had community service hours that you had to fulfill. Keep making a difference by joining the right club to give back to others. From community cleanups to tutoring opportunities, check your student service center or school website for more information on what opportunities you can be a part of. You can also take the lead and pitch or start your own community service project with your school and sharpen those leadership skills. Our third reason to join a campus club or organization is you get a better balance of work and play. Balancing your time between work and play is an important skill for students to learn before entering the workforce. There's more to college life than doing coursework and studying. It's also about finding that balance that helps the totality of who you are as a person and future leader. Great leaders have great time management, and that's why joining a campus club or organization is an opportunity to demonstrate your skills. As a future leader, other people may be relying on you in different capacities, and that requires being organized with your time and knowing your work boundaries. Partaking in college clubs and organizations alongside your academic responsibilities allows you to participate and practice not only discipline, but also time management qualities. We're almost done with this list, but I want to hear from you. Take stock in College Scholars. What clubs or organizations are you participating in on campus? Rep your organization or club on Take Stock Connect or tag us on TikTok at Take Stock in College. The last benefit in this episode of participating in college clubs or organizations is it can lead to some great friendships and new networking opportunities. Friendships form effortlessly when you share similar interests or passions with like-minded peers. Clubs and organizations can also allow you to branch out and meet students outside of your immediate social circle. The more people you get to meet, work, and serve with, the more exposure you'll have to other ways of life, cultures, personalities, and communication styles. This will help you remain aware of how you're showing up as a group participant and future leader on campus and in your career field. Take stock in College Scholars. You are laying the groundwork for your adulthood right now. So take advantage of the opportunities all around you that will help you later down the road in your personal and professional life. As always, you can reach me and our Take Stock in College team through Take Stock Connect, as well as get in touch with your fellow Take Stock in College students and student ambassadors. We hope you got something from this episode of the College Corner podcast. We have lots more to share with you on our Take Stock in College blog and on social media, so stay tuned. Thanks for listening, and until next time, identify a club or organization on campus that you want to join and make time to attend a meeting.